Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punches?
I was hitting him with body punches and I heard him, actually he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? That, when did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew he was puffing and taking those punches.
Dollar D Beyonce Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Do apologize for the late start. Thumbnail guy, straight up and down. I know y'all don't believe me, but it's the thumbnail guy. But what can you do? You know, I do require a lot of thumbnails. I am sporadic. It is what it is. We're here 35 minutes late, so we probably missed out on our interview with Gilberto Mendoza, the president of the WBA. We'll see. You know, maybe he's running late. Maybe we can still get him on. I don't know. Unfortunately, we couldn't start at the time that we wanted to start, but it's all right because we got some fantastic news to cover here. Not only did Henry Garcia in our interview say that he was already in communications with Saudi Arabia, but it's been revealed that Saudi has reached out to Ryan and tried to get him on the Terrence Crawford card. Right now, it is rumored to be Isaac Cruz versus Rayo Valenzuela, but according to Ryan, they've reached out to him to try to get him to fight Isaac Cruz on this very same card. But it gets even better than Ryan fighting Isaac on the undercard of Terrence Crawford, Israel Mazurmov, because you still got Andy Ruiz and Gerald Miller, a.k.a. Big Baby, and you still got Abner Mares and, you know, Leo Santa Cruz taking on their third fight. I'm just shocked. You know, I don't even care if Big Turkey can't get Ryan on the card. You know, I'm happy with Isak and Rayo. But then the addition of Tim Zhu and Virgil Ortiz. Tim Zhu just continues to show us what a true warrior is all about. Fandora over here asking for extensions and petitioning and all that baby shit. Meanwhile, Zhu was the one bleeding and he's ready to fucking fight August 3rd, taking on the young, hungry Virgil Ortiz? Nah, man. Big Turk is the god right now. He's out here just doing way too much. Deserves all the credit in the world. And credit to his team. You know, we got to stop saying credit just to Big Turk. He obviously has a team that knows a thing or two about boxing. And essentially, with one more junior middleweight fight, this could be Big Turk's very own Super Six in one day. You know, right now we got Terrence Crawford moving up to 54, taking on the WBA 54 champ in Israel Mazurov. Then you have Zhu in the 54-pound limit taking on Virgil in that same division. I mean, he's really trying to get things moving, you know. And I see the hatred online for the Abner and Leo fights. But it's like I said yesterday. We have to understand that – sorry, I got this fucking text from Bivel's Peoples asking me if I'm going to be at the press today. Ruined my whole train of thought. Give me one sec. And while I'm thinking about this, let me tell you. So I was also told that Tio received the $5 million offer to fight on this card. I reached out to everybody I could, even Bob Arum himself. Mum's the word. Few people definitely responded. Two separate sources told me this is true. Someone close. The second source is someone close that... to the situation, let's just say, and sounds real. You know, I did tag Turkey Alashik. I put out a tweet. I tagged Turkey, trying to see would he fill us in, because obviously his name is involved, you know. People are believing that Turkey is now doing all that he can do. They're calling Todd DeBuff Todd DeBlock on Twitter because, you know, the source told me that Todd DeBuff of Top Rank blocked it. You know, I used to have great dialogue with good old Bob. I haven't got a text back from Bob in a while. I wonder what I did. He used to be on the show regularly. It was crazy. But listen, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. If Ryan is saying it, it makes sense, because what was the big fight a couple months ago? Ryan and Tio in the Sphere. So they could lie to us all they want. They could withhold information all we want. We know Big Turk out here with the bag offering everybody that. Plus, if we go to Twitter right now and we tech Tio, literally 20 minutes before the show, he already had a Twitter rant that is right on par with my tweet that, you know, the business is doing them dirty. They said no to the offer. I reached out to T.O.'s manager. He says it's not possible because they didn't tell him about it. So basically he's saying it has to be not true because I'm the manager. They got to let me know about it. Yeah, I don't know if that's true either. I don't know if they have to let you know about it. You know what I'm saying? But this is the tweet here. Let me see. Is this T.O.? Yeah, this is T.O.'s account. And you see right here, he's got two latest tweets, right? Not the 10 hours ago, but the 31 minutes ago. And he says, you got to know the game. At some point, when you see a stick-up behind closed curtains, at some point, the purists understand who they are with integrity, discipline, and respect. And most importantly, amor. So don't tell me it's only one party when boxing is a small world. In I emoji. I don't know what the fuck that means. But it is a little bit cryptic. I get it. But look. I sent this screenshot to his manager. Like, you sure you still want to say that it's not real? Because Tio obviously has something to say here, you know? And he's obviously saying he's being done dirty behind closed doors, you know? So, again, I tagged Big Turk. I'm also trying to get that dialogue. You know, he did follow. So once he followed, I followed up with a thank you message and awaited a DM. Took about 6 months. We got one. So we trying to open up that dialogue, you feel me? Hopefully he can answer this very private and public tweet that other people are helping me retweet and tag him to see if, you know, the pestering of others gets him to respond and say, hey, I'll respond. It's not true. It is true. But looking like it's true, you know, which only... again, strengthens Ryan and Ryan's dad coming on this show saying we also are in talks with Turkey Alashik. And what would be better? And what is Turkey doing? Options, right? Because he see how the business is. He wanted Zoo versus Crawford. Now he's got to have Masvidal. But look, everything coming full circle, and now Zoo is also on the card. So, yeah, man, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. But the phone lines are open if you want to call in and you want to voice your opinion on this.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're talking Virgil Ortiz versus Tim Zoo added to the Terrence Crawford Israel Masvidal card that also has Andy Ruiz versus Gerald Big Baby Miller, that also will have Leo Santa Cruz versus Abner Mars, which will also have what other fight is there? Oh, Isak Cruz versus Rayo Venezuela, which again, if Ryan is in frontin', could it be Ryan? His father wants that fight. If Turkey wants that fight, Ryan had wanted that fight before. That means we could get, I swear to God, this is a super card. It's an amazing card if he can pull this off. If, again, I don't need Ryan. I am totally happy with, you know, Rayo Venezuela and Isak Cruz. I'm okay with that, but if they can add Ryan and strengthen this, I'm ecstatic. If they're truly going to add Virgil and Zoo, I'm totally happy. You know, I just love these cards when we get so many different fighters on a so many different fighters from a division all fighting at the same time. It really helps the division move along, you know, and give it, I guess, more clarity, more sense of who's on top. But once again, the phone lines are open. We got the landline available, 1-563-999-3427. Discord is available, and so is Twitter Spaces. I got Venom with the first call of the day on Discord. What's going on, champ?
Yo, you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right. First, it's a little off topic. I just seen Tevin Farmer saying see you in July. Could it be on that Boots undercard?
I mean, it makes sense. Someone else sent me that, but he didn't confirm it, but it makes sense. He's got a previous relationship with Matchroom. They did a big show with him in the Leah Core Center. He's from Philly. He's been, you know, coming back on Philly shows. Makes sense. Doesn't mean that he's with Matchroom. They could just be using him for this particular event.
Okay. As far as this Virgil, man, see, I was getting a lot of heat for Virgil when they announced Thomas DeLorme, but I already knew the plan, man. They just wanted they wanted this fight to see if Virgil can make the weight safely. This is like a test run. So one, if Virgil can make this weight safely on Saturday, because this is the deciding factor. If he's staying at 154, he's going to 160. So if he can make this weight safely, we got action against Tim Zoo. And Virgil going to stop Tim Zoo if this happens, man.
Damn, fight and he already just thinking about 60? Holy shit, bro. This the only kid that doesn't get called undisciplined. He started at 40,
well,
no world
it's
title.
Not a, what did 40, Robert Garcia 40, say to you?
40, no world what did Robert, title.
What did Robert, Robert, what did Robert Diaz say to
47,
you? This dude should have been champion already.
No, 47, no world title. Now 54, politics. No world title.
We talking politics, man. We all know Virgil should be a champion. But politics get in the way. And it's all good, man. Look, we don't like it. We ain't going to get it the easy way. It's all good. Virgil, Tim Zoo, you got a lot of heart, man. You got a lot of heart, but maybe too much. Virgil was the original Triple G of this division. If you go in there and try and bang with him, it's going to be an early night for you. I'm going to promise you that, Tim Zoo. Don't do this to yourself. Don't try to hype your brain up thinking you really a throwback fighter. You're going to get hurt. Virgil ain't nothing to play with. Man, y'all going to see, man. Saturday night, Virgil, it's a test run to see if he can make this weight. He makes this weight, we got action, and Tim Zoo's gonna be in for a rude awakening that he ain't no Triple G, he ain't no throwback fighter. He's just another guy with a name. That's my call.
All right. We got Khaled in Indiana. Talk to us. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to smash that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. Khaled, what it do?
Yo, what up, bro? Hey, fired up for this. I was so fired up. I was in my store working. While I was working, I had to put on some old Virgil fights. I had to get fired up. I was fired up for this. Virgil, one of my favorite fighters. Whole Robert Garcia camp was some of my favorite fighters. So hopefully he can make the weight a success. Hopefully he take care of business. I'm not going to do no research on this other fighter because it's not really that important. But I'm going to ask you, like, is the guy that he fighting, is he a threat or is this just a tune-up type of situation?
Which guy? Who's fighting?
No, Virgil. The guy that Virgil fighting Saturday.
Oh, is nah, like nah, a tough nah, fight nah. Or? Nah. Virgil's fighting a common opponent with Boots. He's fighting Thomas Delorme, former welterweight, moving up to junior middleweight for the first time. He should knock him out.
I think Stanley
right?
Onis fought him, right?
Yeah.
Stanley Onis fought. Okay. See, that's the one. That's the one that got away. Stanley Onis and Virgil Ortiz. That's the one that got away. Nonetheless, I'm excited for this. I think this has a potential if we get there, God willing. Like, it's a very violent fight. Like, Virgil's a very violent fighter. Tim Zoo's a very violent fighter. It's definitely be fireworks. I'm gonna go with Virgil because that's my man. So I would take Virgil, but I do want to see how he look in this fight. I am gonna be looking to see how he look because he do need to get rounds at 54. Like, he ain't had no rounds.
He fought so some dude named Frederick Lawson. That's why I'm saying, like,
exactly.
That's crazy exactly. That he already like, testing. Could he still be there? Like,
man. You know what? But this is unique, right? Because I just watched the interview with Virgil. Like, yo, I want to fight for a belt. This kind of like is good, but it kind of like if you take the loss. It puts you back down, like you're not really in title contention no more. Same thing with Zoo. Like, this is a very risky fight, and it does up the profile for, like, both guys, even with a loss. Like I said, I don't think you should throw a fighter away, but it don't really put you in position. It, like, moves you down potentially. Like, I don't really see the point. Outside, it's a huge fight, and they're going to make some money. But if we on title mode, this don't do nothing but set the fighters back to me, whoever lose, especially Zoo coming off the loss. Even though Zoo, we ain't fought you for the loss, you know what I'm saying? But it's still like your ranking and all that could suffer. What you think? It's entertaining, but it seems like it's a risky fight that should be later. This is a fight that should be like a unification, or we like fight.
Wait, what? Virgil like and that. Zoo is unification?
I'm saying that's what it should be.
Nah, bro.
This
fuck all
no
that, bro.
The
gone with the days where that. We marinating in bullshit, slow waiting for titles. Shout out to Turkey Ala Sheik bringing fights back. He's saying fair. fuck titles. It's about mano a mano, quien es más guapo. Simple as that. You don't need no belt. Who's better, Zoo or
that.
Virgil?
I'm with that. And you know what? I'm actually with that and shit like that. You know, I just don't want motherfuckers to be shit. And it's going to happen because it happened. But don't shit on these brothers for doing that because this is a risky fight. Both these dudes coming up here, Zoo coming off the lights. This is another tough fight for Zoo. And this Virgil arguably his toughest fight of his career. But I want to see it. I'm here for it and all that. I want to see these brothers get paid and all that. So I'm with it. Shout out to the Turkey, man. Let's bring it on. I'm going with Virgil. So, yeah, bro, but that's my call, bro. Thank you.
Ooh, just got some fire news about another big one. Big interview. Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go. We're going to break them walls down. You feel me? He said corrective surgery. Yo, did anybody see Fundora's nose twisted? You ever been in the movies and you see somebody's nose broke and they got to snap it back in place? That sounds like corrective surgery. You got these Fundora fans acting like my man's nosebleed was a break or something. We don't know. And that being said, even if it was a break, don't make me fucking find a doctor that it go get online. Like, come on, man. How long does the nose take to heal? We talking what is the month rumored? December, they saying? November? Sheet. Unbiased Brim, what up?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm biased. All right, he in no man's land right now. You there?
Hey, yo.
Yeah, you there. You there.
Know I'm here. I'm here, man. This boy, the news just keep coming, huh?
Oh, man, amazing news, man. Amazing news.
It really is, man. Boxing is lit right now, man. Ring the bell. Boxing is lit, man. They putting you to work, boy. You know, the irony of T.O. talking all this shit about DAZN and then trolling Bud and capping about Bud, talking about he want to fight Bud, but putting no action behind it. If the rumors are true that he lost out on $5 million because he was blocked on the turkey card, it's very fitting. You know, it's a double whammy of irony and life coming back at you full circle. I don't wish that man not to get his money. Hopefully he gets a good fight because he's a talented fighter, but, you know, what you put out there in their world sometimes can come back to you in a way you might not expect it. I'll leave that at that. Now, this Tim Tszyu and Virgil Bibb fight, whoo! This card, this card is outrageous, bro. Outrageous. I mean, man, I wish I could fly to Cali for that, man. That's going to be crazy. And they moved it to a smaller, more intimate venue, which is smart. It's going to sell out. And man, I don't see anybody saying, hey, I don't want to buy this card. You know what I mean? Now, people will probably take credit away, but we'll see what Bud's drawing power is. But, you know, it's going to be very interesting. And last, the pay-per-views for Ryan and Devin. I see people, you know, fake people saying $1.5 million. I know it didn't do that much, but I'll tell you this much. When you got people murmuring about numbers already, let you know that it did well. I initially said 400,000 to 500,000. I'm going to up it to 600,000 to 700,000 is the total buys. That's what I'm going to go
for
with.
For what?
But I will be,
for what?
For this weekend's fight.
Shit. For Ryan and you ain't see that IFL reporter saying it did 1.5? I ain't run with it because I don't know him like that. He works for IFL.
Yeah.
But shit.
Yeah, I'm not running with that either. But
it got to get debunked now.
Yeah, but the thing is, the reason why it makes your antennas pop up, though, is because when Ryan says I'm making 30 to 50 mil on this fight, if he made 40 in the last fight and it did 1.2, if he's making at least 30,
yeah, but remember, he the A-side now. He got 55%.
So how much did he get on the last one, though?
He wasn't the A-side.
How much did he get on his
tank? He wasn't the A-side.
What was his percentage?
I don't know, but you got to imagine that the split was the way that it is now. He learned everything else from Tank.
All right, so if his split was 40% against Tank and his split is 55 on this one, he said he's making 30 to 50 million, that means it did no less than 650,000. It's going to be anywhere between 700,000 to 800,000 if that's the case, at worst, if those numbers are proved to be true. That's pretty interesting. I mean, congratulations to them guys. You know, get life-changing money at the end of the day, man, because, I mean, that's what they do this for. But, man, that card, though, is phenomenal. I can't wait. And I appreciate you, my brother.
Appreciate you, champ. Appreciate you. We got... Man, you're breaking up crazy. What the hell? That was crazy. D. Luckett, welcome to the prospect level. Trav FDY, member for 37 months on that champ level. Ness, let's start calling His Excellency the Caesar, of boxing. He should be inducted to the International Boxing Hall of Fame immediately. This man is making everything happen. We need more. We need more. I mean, what did we really get? Two Ngannou fights. We got you know, Wilder Joseph. We got AJ Wileen. You know, nobody really wanted that one. Wilder Joseph, a little bit, that was a little bit more appealing. Yeah, I don't know what we got that's memorable. I don't know. Day of Reckoning. I mean, I guess, you know, we definitely loved Dubois and Miller, but that's a personal favorite for me because of Miller. I don't know that people like memorable, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you talking about inducting this man. Like, we need something that's going, we going to remember, like Ryan and Devin, that's not going to be forgotten. I don't know that he put on like that yet. And I'm not saying don't induct him. You know, the man, fuck, if it's up to me, let him be the Universal Boxing Commissioner. You know what I'm saying? Liam, $2 from Australia, should be Santa Cruz versus Andy Cruz. What the hell? Is Andy Cruz really 130? No, he's 35. He's in Keyshawn's division. Leo got to fight guys like Valdez. We never got that fight. Remember, we talked about that earlier, and they got really good traction on Twitter. Hopefully, Ali Sheik makes that. Valdez probably stops Leo, though. Bordy, $5. I have to start buying Turkey's pay-per-views because I don't want him to stop doing what he's doing. Amen. Amen. And granted, none of them have been fantastic, but they've all been worth my money. They've all been worth my money. We got next on a check-in. If anybody's on Discord, don't forget to request in the comment section there. And the landline is open if you want to call in. That's 563-999-3427. Fats, what it do?
Yo. Yeah, what's good, man? That last caller, he was hating a little bit, man. That shit probably did 1.5, yo, because, man, I had a chick at work, one of my coworkers. Hey, I'm talking to one of the people at the job, like, yeah, girl, you saw the fight. I'm looking like, this chick don't know shit about no fucking boxing. Like, I ain't never hear her talk about boxing a day in her life. She like, yeah, it was a good one, girl. What's his name? Garcia? I'm like, and she's Spanish, too. I think she like mixed with Salvador or some shit like that. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but she from like El Salvador and shit. I'm like, damn, she was watching the fight. She talking about she won $500 off Garcia. I'm like, God, dang.
How the fuck she make that bet? I ain't even make $500 off Garcia.
She must have bet on him or some shit, cause her girl be gambling and shit with her girl doing shit. And then like I told you, my little brother, he texted me like, your boy Haney got washed. I'm like, you saw the fight? Like, he like, yeah, we was watching in the auditorium. I'm like, damn, so that shit probably really did do good because the demographics and the age gap, shit, I think they might have cleaned up over a mil. Where I saw Ryan say that he got 50 mil for this fight. You get what I mean? So
I think he's stretching. 30 to 50 is a big-ass jump. So I think, you know, he probably getting somewhere around that 30. Because he said he getting his info from De La Hoya. The De La Hoya is telling him the numbers did well.
Yeah, so I mean, shit, if he's saying he got 50 mil for the fight, I mean, shit, I'm gonna take with the person that's directly involved saying that's his business. You get what I mean? But they saying he gonna be so where he gonna be on the undercard of the Bud fight?
Yeah.
Damn, how many people they gonna have on that fucking card?
They trying to do another Day of Reckoning, it look like.
That should probably be $100. I ain't gonna lie, yo, cuz I was sleeping on a boy, and I mean he's still a C-class level fighter, but that damn Pitbull Cruz, woo, I pay to see him. That little motherfucker just tough, yo. I just like his heart, yo, just his makeup. That he don't back down from shit. That's the nigga I want on my team any fucking day. That little nigga don't back down from shit. And he got the motherfucking hood behind him. He be coming to bring the motherfucking pain. I like his little ass. I ain't gonna lie. He still got them C-level skills, but I like him. I like him. I think he gonna knock Ryo out. I got him to knock Ryo out. You know what I mean? What happened to De La Santo? What, they threw him in a trash can?
No. He's still fighting on that card, bro. It could be Gary Russell. I'm trying to get it confirmed.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, okay. Well, about time, because I thought he'd been retired. Like, he keep on talking about he'll beat this person, he'll beat that person. He never even fucking in the ring. Like, last time I saw him, he was training his brother. Last time I saw him, he was coaching his brother. I think their pops had passed or something like that, though. So, you know, I don't know how that affect a person, man. Shit, I can only imagine. But Virgil Ortiz, yeah, he nice, but he been having health problems. Him and Boost was supposed to have been on collision course at 47. So hopefully we can get that at 54, man. I ain't forget about that. Definitely ain't forget about that. So hopefully we can get that fight in the near future. I like the Zoo fight. I think that's a 50-50 fight. I kind of want to favor Zoo because I like Zoo a little better, but Virgil can crack, yo.
Yeah, but is his crack, power, man. Is his power going to translate to 54? You know, he keep moving up divisions, and he ain't fought no top-level dude in any of them divisions to prove that his shit is real.
It's his third division, right? Because he started
Hell
at 40,
yeah, he started
right?
at 40.
yeah, damn. Okay. Shit, but he got like 100% knockout rate, though, don't he?
For sure, but that's what they doing. Like, every time he get in a division, they give him the fighters he's supposed to be developing. So that means he's supposed to beat them. Like, who wasn't he supposed to beat? The only tough fight that I remember is Kavalaskis, and it wasn't tough. I mean, that's the toughest fighter.
I get you on that. He probably definitely just said about the competition and shit, but I'm going to be real quick, but I don't think that I ain't going to say the competition, because you got dudes out here you supposed to knock a nigga out, and they can't even knock him out. They get all these excuses about, oh, I know I supposed to do this, and sorry, I ain't do that. So I ain't trying to hear that shit, man. Knockout takes skill, but I appreciate the call.
All right. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button for me. We're trying to get to the next goal of 210,000. Right now we are 186,000 subscribers. So if you haven't already subscribed, please do so. Click the notification bell. This way you're notified every time we go live. This is our second show of the day. Right now we got Ryan Frazier. Shout out to his brother Joshua Frazier. We'll be getting into the ring, I believe, this month. $2 out of Canada. He says, the trailer for this fight is going to be a movie. Shout out to the trailer for your brother's up-and-coming fight, man. I seen it. I know you tagged me. That was pretty dope. I had to look twice. Like, who the fuck is this? Because I'm reading Joshua Frazier, but my mind is registering Frazier Clark. I promise you. I had to look at the video fucking two times. Like, bro, this ain't Frazier Clark. And then I'm like, oh, should this say Joshua Frazier? So shout out to Joshua Frazier out of Canada, undefeated, about to get into a fight. We got Joshua Torres, $2. Ryan said Turk asked him to fight Pitbull in August. I know. This fight is August 3rd. This is what we're talking about. That Ryan could be on this card versus Isak, and they take Rayo off, and they give him back to Edwin. But also, I'm being told Gary and Edwin could be the fight. So I'm trying to get it confirmed with my sources. We got Quan. Talk to me.
Yo, Ness, what up?
Yes, sir.
What's up, what up, man? That's a Tenzu Virgil. That's a banger fight right there. Again, Turkey looking for that action, bro. He looking for some smoke. He looking for the knockouts. But my thing is, who going to see my boy Charles Conwell? Like, I thought Virgil was going to fight him. So I need to know who. Somebody got to see him in that division. Because he a big player in there. So I'm trying to figure out who you think is a good opponent for him.
For who?
Charles Conwell. Because Virgil.
I feel like there was a rumor about Charles today. Yeah, I know I read something about Charles today.
He just as dangerous as all of them. Like, for real, he got that type of power. Or you really going home with a headache? Like,
I don't know where I've seen it, but I don't want to say that it was anything to do with this card, but I mean, he's certainly a player. He's certainly a player. You know, that was my strong recommend on the betting show. I knew he was going to knock out Gallimore. Gallimore had been knocked out by other people. He'd been out the ring for a while. 35. Yeah, strong recommend. Shout out to the betting crew. Everybody made money.
For sure, for sure. But I like how they mixing it up. Like they could be a title fight, but even though it's not a title fight, it's just a good fight. And I think I'm coming to my senses in boxing. I'm like, well, I just want to see the fights. Like, you know, everything don't got to be about a title. And I was one of those guys where it's like, you know, I like seeing the championship fights and shit, but I like that we is getting the fights now and shit. So that's cool. But it's kind of crazy because I'm thinking of it as like the shit with Dev and Ryan. I'm like, this is the fact that the title, not you know, Ryan he ain't get the title, but the people, the casuals don't give a fuck. They ain't thinking shit about that. All they know is this nigga Devin got whooped. And now I'm thinking like, well, shit, what the fuck can Devin do to get the respect back of the casuals? Because right now he's never going to. Even if he fights Sandor, you know, take care of that, who is he going to be able to fight to get him back to the pay-per-view?
You know who I said. You know who I said, but you got to go through the fire.
Yeah, he got to go through the fire. Yeah, there's no way.
I mean, the only thing he could do outside of Matias is Tio. Like, you know, try to get another fight with another big name and hope that a Tio's like, yeah, I'll fight you because I know I can knock you out now. And then hope to beat him. But if not Tio, he still got the belt. On his side of the street, it's easier to make Matias. But that's some real fire. I mean, look, you see Henry Garcia on my interview today say he don't even think Haney coming back till February, March next year. So he trying to give him 11 months out the ring.
I want to get him back in there this year. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but shit, fuck it. Like, you got to get the ball rolling because you got people calling. Def got to satisfy that mandatory first. But that's my call. Shout out TVV.
For sure. Thank you for calling in, Quan. We got, let's see here, Al in the Bay. What do you say? Al in the Bay, while we wait for Al to connect, go ahead and smash that thumbs up for me one time. That's free. Don't forget, that's free. I got goals to crush. I need the algorithm's help, and only you can help with that algorithm. What up?
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? Yeah, man. I like that. I like Ryan trying to get back in the ring. Turk is trying to do big things, man. You know? That would be a fire card. That would be a fire card. I would definitely pay for that card right there. Yeah. And for, I think it was Venom who said that. Man, let me tell you. My boy Tim Zo is going to show you why he was Tim Zo. You know, I know I betted against him when he fought Pandora, but that was a bad bet right there. Pandora on a late notice. That's a bad bet. But he get time and ready for his opponent. Man, let me tell you. It's going to win a little bit early. And I'm going to tell you right now, Tim Zo ain't going to be the one on the crank. That's how I'm going to put it like that. Virgil Ortiz might bit off a little bit more than he can chew on. And he gonna might want to think about going up to 60 once he get dropped. That's my call.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Give me one sec here. We got Cliff in Connecticut. What's up?
Yo, 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 yo. You caught me in the store. I'm gonna reset my line, my place in line, just so I could have a call. Yo.
Yo.
I feel like, yo. This lobby almost, this year is almost equaling up to last year. Last year was crazy, and because of the Turk, I think we could have another year like that. Like, this shit is already going crazy. I feel like the best fighters is fighting the best fighters. The matches is being made. Boxing fans should feel like it's back. Like, someone like you who've been here through all the thick and thin, you should love the where it's trending right now.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I told like y'all, y'all thought I was joking, but I had that one little tear escape last night when I seen what Turk did with all them damn PBC fighters. I mean, the Andy Ruiz, Jerry Miller, you know, just being able to work with PBC so fast. Like, the picture just dropped. Like, this is a beautiful moment for me. I've been around since the word Cold War, bro. Like, that's what they associated promoters working with each other. The Cold War. Like, nah.
Yeah,
this is
I don't
beautiful.
Even know what you're talking about. Unless you was talking about the real Cold War. But yo, you gotta start checking these fans though, Ness. I feel like these fans, these casuals or these new fans, you gotta check them because, like, Devin stepped to Ryan Garcia because everyone was like, yo, you're boring. They said the same thing about Shakur. So Devin stepped to Loma. He stepped to Regis. He stepped to Ryan. And then when he lose, you let them shit on him without giving him his respect.
Well, y'all, that's not true. That's not true. Remember.
Why not?
Because I fought hard multiple days to give him his respect for getting up, you know? And you know, my scorecard indicates
and
that he won rounds two through six.
The fans too. Ran. Call real quick. I feel like he could have been like, he could have ran around. He tried to entertain us. Like, I feel like they don't respect that.
Nah, I hear you, man. But that's the story of this sport,
so,
bro. They only ride with you.
Blowing me up
for sure. They only ride with you when you winning, bro. That's the story of this sport. Like, everybody knows that. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is, you know? This is certainly a supercar coming down the pipe, though. Okay. Tevin is on the card, according to sources. Let me actually... I actually know... Did I save the number? Nope. That ain't it. Again, if you want to call in, now is the time. Go ahead and hit the 1 button if you're on our landline. That's 1-563-999-3427 is the number to call in if you want to use your cell phone or landline to call in. Also, Discord is available. Just have to request, and so is Twitter Spaces, man. Very, very good card when you think about the card as a whole. Man, it's just worth the money, you know, worth the money. And you know, he usually keeps those cards down to about $40, you know. So that's great. But I do have here something to screen share just so you can see where Ryan put it out on social media. Damn, I always hit the wrong button. Ryan put it out on social media here that, as you can see, it says Ryan on his next fight. We have a little bit of talks with Sean O'Malley for a boxing match. And there's another opportunity for me to fight in August. The Saudis are going to place an event in L.A. in August. I could fight Isak Cruz. That would be Turkey just being an amazing person, you know. Isak and Ryan, what a fight. What a fight. And look at Tim Zhu's last tweet 4 hours ago. What does he say? Only want the biggest and baddest fights for the fans. You know what I'm saying? So I get the last caller about, oh, you know, we got a this and a third. But all fighters are fighting for the admiration and the love of the fans. And all fighters know that fans are fickle. They really do. I hope they do. You know? Toledo Treese, what it do?
Yo.
What up?
What up, though? What up, though?
Chilling.
Hey, man. Say, man. Tim Zhu and Virgil Ortiz, huh? Hey, man. Virgil Ortiz, man, you know you had Conwell problems, man. I don't know what's going on around here, man. Me and my guys in the back call, Javon getting on my neck talking about that we need to find us a way to get Conwell on the card and shit. I'm with it. It makes sense. I like the if we get Conwell on this card, in essence, it seemed like it's a bit of a 154-esque type of tournament shit going on situation. Who will we get my man Conwell on here with? You feel me?
I mean, since we talking Turk, it really depends on the level of interest that he has in Conwell, because if he really likes him, it could be Bakram for the IBF, just so he could really be in the mix. If he kind of likes him, I mean, Sergey Bokachek, so he could be in a mix with an interim and not necessarily be next, but still be in a better position than where he's at right now with the Silva. If he don't really know him and he want to see what he could do, I'm going to throw my man name in the hat, man. I'm going to go see him fight live this week. Hopefully he looks good, and it's time to graduate. Yoenis Tellis with Ronnie Shields, man. It's time for these Cubans, this new wave of Cubans, to start getting some love, because they definitely putting on.
Okay. Don't he fight Friday? He fight Friday, right?
You know it. Friday, right?
Okay, yeah, I'm here. Okay, yeah. Speaking of these fights that we got this weekend, by the way, my man's Jose Ramirez and Barthelemy. I'm interested in that Jose Ramirez and him coming back. I ain't gonna hold you. I want to see what he look like with Barthelemy. I know he a tricky veteran, wild, you know, wily guy with a little bit of experience. And that, like you was just saying with that Cuban, you want the new wave of Cubans, but them Cubans always been tricky, and we know they can box for real. So I'm kind of intrigued in that Jose Ramirez fight, because I feel like he's been out for a bit of, you know, for a bit. So we got to see what he looked like. That Barthelemy is a tricky guy, so I don't know. I'm interested in that. I'm very interested in that. And then with Devin Haney having his mishap in the miscue, you feel me? I think Jose Ramirez could possibly be a viable return opponent for Devin or something like that. Or maybe even for Ryan in that California area that is they type of, you know, they neck of the woods type of thing. But yeah, man. Turkey Ali Sheik, man, you doing your thing, bro. You showing off at this point, bro. We need you to get my man.
Why do you think, I can't help myself, why do you think Bartholomew will be tricky for Jose Ramirez? Because, like, you're the second person to say something similar to that. I feel like I said this a couple days ago. Like, why?
Because, man, Bart, he wild. It's like he wily. It's just the experience. Like, he done been in there with a bit of everybody.
Yeah, but that's people, you know, he lulls you to sleep. He does that Cuban shit where he flicking a jab and he's, you know, he's like showboating. But if you put pressure, which is what Ramirez is, he can't do none of that.
Hey, man, I don't know. But I'm saying, that's my thing, though. We haven't seen Ramirez in there for a while. His last fight was against Kome. And Kome, like, you feel me, Kome? You know, I on some real shit, I think Bartholomew is better than Kome. I think he boxes a bit better than Kome. I think he moves a bit better than Kome. You feel me? And like I say, it's that Cuban style, the fact that his boxing is going to keep him in this fight, like, no matter what. And his experience alone, he just a live dog. He a wily old veteran. Like, you got to be aware of guys like that. So it's just something to be aware. Keep an eye on this. But shout out TBV. Shout out Toledo, Ohio. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Y'all be cool.
You the man, champ. You the man. On the check-in, we got Stone Bone. Gotta unmute, Stone.
What up, what up?
Yeah.
What up, what up? Yeah, man. I guess I am going to LA, man. I guess I gotta pull up, man. Look like they about to do a little action movie out there, man. Like, it's gonna be a nice little come up out there, man. If half of what they talking about can happen, we in for a treat August 3rd, man. You know, you got to respect the moves that they making. And at some point, there's only one business, and it's good business. You know, it's only one business, and it's good business. So Al got to do good business by these guys. If you ain't got dates for these guys, let these dudes fight. Like, this right here will open up the opportunities on a tank card for some guys to get some fights, man. Like, there's some guys that need to get active. This is a retirement fight in LA for Leo and Abner. This is, you know what I mean, a little bit bread for them to buy them another little business or something to sustain them for the rest of their life. This is a see what Andy got. This is the combination of Bud as the guy that he said he was. And if we get Pitbull, listen, any other names that they dropping for Pitbull is an exciting fight. So I'm expecting fireworks that night. I'm expecting people to start to open their eyes a little bit about what boxing can be and should be. I'm kind of like, if you're an advisor, if somebody's advising, if somebody's has got a deal for you that makes sense, why wouldn't I advise you to take that deal? Like, you're a bad advisor if you keep telling me to turn down deals and turn down paydays. Like, what do I need you for? I can advise myself to turn down money. Like, if you advise them, at least show me something better, right? Like, if a 7 ain't good, then give me an 8. Because you can't give me nothing and say don't take the 7. So I just want everything to keep going in the direction it's going. We get some good fights. My boy get back in the ring. And the combination of the king is here. And shout out to the turkey, man. We finna dispatch him a dream off.
You broke up after Madrimov.
Put the bread on the table. We're gonna dust off the work boots. We're gonna get rid of Madrimov, and we're gonna dust off our work boots and put a boot in Boots' ass. All right.
Listen, I know that you are familiar with the camp. Do you know if that's at 54 the way that Jerry is insinuating it could be?
It got to be at 54.
Okay. All right, champ. Appreciate you as always. Ladies and gents, we are going to have our New York City correspondent at the press conference tomorrow for Bud Crawford and Israel Madrimov, and I'm sure Big Baby Miller will be there, and so many others. So I'm going to be putting out posts for some of those people that we expect to be at the press conference. If you want to ask them a question, just head on over to those posts on Patreon and YouTube so that you can drop a question for Bud and Israel Mazrodov, who happens to have the same manager as Bivol. See the connection? I ain't know that till fucking today, actually. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, I'm like, damn, but then what happened? And he's like, yo, I'm sorry, we going to New York for Mazrodov's press conference. I'm like, yeah, we need to schedule Mazrodov too. I had no clue, but that's my own fault, I guess. You know, but hey, you win some, you lose some, you live and you learn. And now we know, so we're going to get him scheduled. Perfect timing, though. I mean, at least we got the relationship with his manager, so perfect timing. We'll get him on right when he's hot, and we'll be able to interview Israel Mazrodov as well on the show. But in New York City, we're going to have our correspondent obviously attempt to interview the champ, Terrence Crawford, and Israel Mazrodov, and Big Baby Miller. I'll be making a post for Big Baby Miller as well. I'm told that he will also be at the press conference tomorrow for this very same topic that we're talking about. I don't know who else is going to be there. It would be great if all these rumored fights could show up, like a Virgil and things like that. I mean, I know that costs a lot of money, and if I'm Turkey, I get that that makes a splash by having press conferences. But I think I appreciate the fight more than the press conference. So, you know, if he needs to keep the budget down, do so. But we're also going to be interviewing Giovanni Stantilian May 1st. I'll be back in studio by then, but nonetheless, we'll interview him on the show. So if you're a member or a Patreon, remember to drop your question for whoever the hell I just said. That's what happens with the short term. Let's see if we got anybody on Discord. I'm hearing all this stuff. Nah, Shane Mosley was help Ryan. What the fuck? Oh. Shane Mosley sent Ryan that. Okay. That's what's up. Do we have any callers on Discord looking to be part of the live show? And same on Twitter Spaces. All right. I got some callers on my landline. That number to call in, 1-563-999-3427. Don't forget to press 1. We're going out to... give me a sec. Need to refresh here. In the 309, looking like Illinois, and this is EJ. What it do?
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yo, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, this is EJ from the Illinois. I'm not going to lie, but Devin, I know this ain't the Devin Haney show, but yo, man, Devin messed up my whole week. I know it ain't his fault, but the weed ain't hitting right, nothing hitting right. But then this kind of cheered me up. I was really expecting Devin to win, but I didn't even put no money on him. I just ride with Devin. But for him to lose, I'm not going to lie, man, it fucked up everything. But boxing move on, though. But this is a good card. This is actually worth getting hyped. I know it's 4 months away. This Israel Mazumov versus Crawford. That's a banger. You feel me? You got Jarrell Miller on the, you know, fighting Andy Ruiz. That's actually a really good card. That's going to be a sellout. They're talking about you want to have it. I used to think Cruz. Come on now. So I already know that. They're really doing nothing but big fights. I love what Chucky Alice is doing. That just That made my day with that shit. Like, you can't stop what he's trying to do because he got that bread. That's what I love what he's doing. But I got to say, I just want Devin Haney to go back in the fire. I got to throw Devin in there because it kind of lifts me up to see him that he lose to Ryan. He's so much technically better than Ryan and he lost. Nothing, like, it messes my head up that he lost. I could never put money on Ryan. I could never make myself do that. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do that, but I ride with Devin. It is what it is. You know, I know Devin's going to come back, but Devin might as well fight Matias and fight his fight. Don't listen to what the fans are going to do. Devin got to fight his fight. Fight that. Stick and move on his back. No more of that front foot shit. He fucked up not doing that. He fucked up. He should have fought like he was fighting Ken Bolton. Like he was fighting Regis. He wasn't fighting and saying, people thinking he a hype job. I'm like, y'all just saying that because he did fight his own fight. He fought Ryan's fight. And I'm not going to lie, it blew me this. I missed the fight. I was drunk. I'm glad I missed that shit. Because I would have been sad, or I would have been even more sad. But that's all I got to say. I just want Devin Haney to get back in there, man. And I'm glad that this card is out. Crawford going to stop that nigga in 5 to 6 rounds. You already know. Peace. I'm out.
All right. Appreciate you. We got Ryan Frazier with another $2 Canadian. He says, Charlo versus Conwell. Let's kick off 154-pound tournament. Yeah, that would be great, but I'm sure Turkey Alashik already knows that Charlo is not truly available. That was just a, you know, move and pick ploy by them. But if we got anybody on Discord ready to rock and roll, please let me know. Who the hell? Timboski, what up with your television playing in the background? Are you available? Timboski, okay, he's not talking. Well, I guess we got no more callers, ladies and gents. We got a bunch of people listening. And
Nope.
Oh, now you want to talk. What's up?
Wait, no, I was just turning down my team.
Turn it down then, fam.
Yeah. Like I said, man, Turkey, you're Linda for life. Turkey, you're Linda for life. Eddie Hearn, you're Linda for life. I told you, man, we're trying to make boxing great again, man. They're trying to make boxing great again. What do you think about that? That's a fight that needs to be stuck on the fucking card, man. That's a very good, interesting fight right there. This is the 50-50 fights, the true 50-50 fights we need in boxing, man. How many more times am I going to repeat it, man? We don't care where the fights are based. We don't care if they're fighting in Poland. We don't care if they're fighting in a lawn chair. We just want to see these fights, man. You understand? What do you think about this type of pressure here? What's going on here? What do you think about this type of pressure here? What's going on in this, man?
What do you mean by pressure?
As in, like, to make these fights. Do you think these fighters are going to join along the ride, or you think they're going to be on the shelf?
I mean, I think everybody wants to get on the Turkey Alashik train and make some money and stay active.
You know, not according to some people, man.
I mean, you know, it all depends what water cooler you're hanging out at, man. If you're not hanging out at a water cooler that has knowledgeable boxing fans, you know, and gangbangers, then you're going to be getting gangbang responses.
100%. This is what I'm talking about. It's not about gangbang, nothing like that. It's just about just trying to make the right fights for us to see as fans. You understand? Because remember now, this stuff doesn't last forever. You know what I'm saying to you? When I say forever, these fighters do have an expiration date. And then we want to see the next great thing. So we're just trying to keep it together as one whole community. You know what I'm saying? One nice organization. Because remember, we're the HBO or this thing. We're the ESPN right here. You understand what I'm saying to you? So it would be good to see this stuff come to fruition later on down the line. Because I knew 2024 was going to give us an interesting blueprint of how we're going to make this sport better, man. So, yeah. I appreciate that. And I appreciate that interview you gave a little while earlier on. So, yeah,
with
man.
Henry,
make sure you have a good...
Appreciate it. Yeah, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Shout out to Bo setting that up. Shout out to Henry coming on. I got a big interview, you know. community's gonna be happy. Let's just say it's gonna be one of those interviews where we gonna call it the return. You know what I'm saying? Someone who we used to be interviewing a lot took a hiatus on TBV, but he's back. Or should I say, she's back, just to keep the mystery. Tip Bellis.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, wait, you saying what? The return of what?
The return of someone that used to be interviewed a lot on this show.
Oh, shit. Man. Yeah, shout out to man Oscar De La Hoya, Golden Boy Promotions.
Now we gotta see. We gotta see. Don't say Oscar. We gotta see. Doesn't he block this? Remember, his latest tweet, if y'all don't remember, few days ago was something like, and I'm not quoting, I'm paraphrasing. It was more like, this is America. I'm gonna fight for America. Some shit like that. I mean, I know somebody remembers. Someone send it to me so I can screen share. But he
hold
was
on,
like,
I got it right here.
Yeah, I know it. So I don't know. Like, I don't know. Is he really gonna let Virgil go over there? But I know that Virgil got his own manager, Rick Merrigan. Rick Merrigan used to be with ProBellum. ProBellum, you know, dealt with people in the Middle East. So maybe Rick Merrigan already has a relationship with the Sheik, and that's why this could happen. But we gotta remember what Oscar said, and you about to let them know what he said. Go ahead, let them know.
He said, "Yeah, nobody, and I mean nobody, is coming to my country and or city and think they can take over boxing. I am a fighter first, and I will fight hard for what I love the most, and that's boxing. Viva!"
Told you. But look, this is in L.A. Maybe Turki Alashik sits down with him and say, "Look, I'm coming to your city. So I'm coming to sit down with you, and I want one of your fighters, you know? Let's be level-headed, Oscar. Stop all this, you know, Twitter beef you're trying to start with me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what he's trying to do. Like, why he keep trying to beef with the Sheik? Like, these dudes are weird, man. Him and Tank on the weird trip.
He may be referring to Eddie Hearn, man. You know, he could be referring to her.
Come on, man. He ain't referring to her.
Ain't this supposed to be some matchroom promoted fight, right?
Yeah, but he ain't referring to her.
Man, he might be referring to her, man. I'm telling you.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Her foreign to the country, you know what I'm saying? You know, he trying to put on a big show in Oscar City, you know? Hey, look, he could be talking about her. So, you know what I'm saying? Oscar was like, that, you know what I'm saying? Yo, put my boy Virgil on that card with Tenzu, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to No Limit and Golden Boy Promotions, you know what I'm saying? And you know we going to put this banger on. That's a fire fight. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yep.
That's a fire fight. And then
crazy how you forced to, like, you know, basically understand that you were wrong. That's why we gotta always just like be optimistic, bro.
Hold on, man. That's nothing that couldn't have been made. Like, let's not act like that's not no limit. That's No Limit and Golden Boy coming together, all right?
No, but remember that we already, in this very same fight, so see how fickle fans are and they forget, in this very same fight, these two fighters were already accusing each other of not wanting to fight each other. Remember, Tim called out Virgil, or Virgil called out Tim. They allegedly went into negotiations, and those negotiations allegedly stopped. Then Tim had to fight with Fandora and everyone else, but he wanted to fight Virgil. It didn't happen. It took Alashik to bring it back.
Yeah, that sound like Virgil team then, man, because Virgil team do a lot of bluffing.
Yeah, man. At least you saying it, I mean, because when I said Venom calls me a hater.
I mean, we've seen it all. We've seen Virgil's team go to, you know, conventions and then protest for fights, you know, say not show up the next day. I mean, it's out there. It's out there for the public.
Champ, you the man in the place to be. Appreciate you. We got a few callers. Let me get to this. We got 2-pounder from Leonard Sterling, Bivol, Masvidal, MJ, Gayasov, all with Vadim and MR. Nice. I'm going to get Gayasov on too then. Years of lurking, $2. Bozy said he would have forced Ryan to lose weight. Yeah, but when a fighter says he just can't, either the fight is canceled or you accept the money for the weight and renegotiate. Lander with another 2-pounder. Did you not say Gilberto Mendoza was tonight? It was, bro. I don't know what happened. And I had it set up through Rachel Donaire. So, you know, she's tight with the WBA. And I don't know what happened. I tried to double up with Paco, too, from the WBO. Nothing yet. But I'll double up, triple up. In the meantime, we got DJ Double, $5. If Ryan really did 1.5 million pay-per-view buys with Devin, does Tank's 1.2 pay-per-view buys rightfully belong to Ryan? Asking for a friend. Laugh out loud. Keep the show going. Hashtag TBV. Well, that was a hashtag, too. Hashtag keep the show going. Hashtag TBV with the boxing glove emoji. No, listen, if the rumor coming from IFL is true, there is certainly a gigantic argument that those are Ryan's numbers. But people are already asking Ella B, is Frank and Tank going to do half of what Ryan and Haney did if the 1.5 is true? I don't know that it's true. I don't know that it's true. For the sake of boxing, I want it to be true so that we can have numerous people getting to 1.2. We had Canelo at 8, then Tank and Ryan 1.2, this one 1.5. That would be great for our sport. You know, I care about the sport. So it would be great. And again, Ryan, oh, finally, Bob Arum texts me after 4 years. Only to text me that the TO news I got is not true. Thanks, Bob. Oh, more Bob? No, that's not more Bob. But let me see. See if we can keep this dialogue going. You know what I'm saying? But yo, y'all know we used to have Bob on here like clockwork. That shit hurts when these guys don't come back. H-Town, what up? He used to be on so regularly. It was crazy, bruv. Shit, I remember me and Bob talking about Thurman and Crawford before Thurman and Crawford ever was a thing. And Thurman, what was it? Crawford and fucking Jermell talked to me years ago. I hear you, champ. It's on you.
Yo, let me bake, Ness. Let me bake. Oh, patty cake, bakers, man. Ryan got thunder and lightning in his hands. Nice time, baby. Hey, Ness, come on, man. People just keep on talking about how Haney can't take no punch, this and that, man. They need to stop, man. That man got hit with one of the hardest left hooks in the game, and he got up, man. Not many people could get up from that. They need to stop with all that. They just need to stop hating on Ryan, man. I want to see Ryan in Boots, man. Boots is unproven, man. Him, man, and Virgil are unproven. In fact, I'm going to go on a limb and say Ryan's more proven than Boots and Virgil. I said it, Ness. I have they fought an undisputed champion? No. Have they fought a gold medalist? No. Have they fought a top 5, top 10 pound for pound? I don't think so. Man, I want to see Ryan against anybody, man. Right now, Ryan is a hot commodity in boxing. And hopefully we can get him back in August with Esau Cruz. That'd be crazy. Hey, what would you say, Ness, if Ryan makes 140 against Esau Cruz?
What would I say?
Yeah.
That maybe people was right and he had a lack of discipline and now he's showing discipline?
And then, let's say Devin faces Sandor. You think that Devin Ryan 2 reunification fight would be huge? Or do you think people got no faith in Devin anymore?
Devin Sandor?
No. Devin Ryan. Ryan beats Isaac. And then Devin beats Sandor, and then they fight again, too, for unification.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm getting these texts. I'm sorry. Say that again. Ryan fights who for unification?
He fights Pitbull, takes his belt at 140 because he may wait. Mm-hmm. And then Devin fights Sandor at his comeback fight, and then they fight part two for unification.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do that. I mean, if you're going to beat Aesop, that's another. First, you beat a tank nemesis. Now you beat a tank opponent. You probably find Tank next.
But Tank ain't coming to 140, man. See, like earlier, CYP said that they met in the middle. No, because Ryan says he's 145. And last time I checked, Tank's 135. What's in the middle? 140.
Yeah, I don't believe that he won't come to 40, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, he out here thinking he rich because of this fight with Ryan. That means he's going to think he's extra super-duper rich with a second fight with Ryan. Plus, he beat him, so he's got confidence. I just don't think the way that people think. Like, bro, when you beat somebody, the level of confidence goes up, let alone the level of confidence thinking that you could beat him again. Like, he knocked him out. It wasn't a tight fight. Like, you feel me? And yeah. Ryan didn't look better since the Gervonta fight. He got a good win, great win, but he didn't look better doing anything. Tank looks great, so I think Tank takes him in the rematch, regardless of weight. But listen, that was the bell. Let me mute up. Let me get to somebody else we got here. JL, what up?
Yo, Ness, you can hear me? How's my audio?
I'm good. Yours is.
Cool, man. Yo. All right, cool. So, first of all, man, shout out to Big Turk. You know, he has, what, 6-7 Mexicans on this card. I was actually thinking about, you know, buying a ticket to the Canelo Munguia sometime this week or next, but I'm holding off on that, you know, to go to this one. And honestly, man, I think this could honestly have been, like, at SoFi Stadium, to be honest with you. But I'm glad either way he's having it at a, you know, a smaller, more intimate stadium, you know. So next time we see, if we wanted a Big Turk, you know, we're going to invite him to the carne asada with the, you know, Centenario, the banda, you know, ride them horses, all that, you know. Shout out to Big Turk. What you think, though? Do you think this could have been on a SoFi Stadium?
Man, bro, stadium? That's a Danny question, bro. You know, I don't know shit about these stadiums. I always refer to him because he watches so many other sports that he knows other teams and sports going to these stadiums. I don't. I only know the stadiums that we use for boxing.
I mean, I only say that because, well, obviously we know Mexicans show well for the people. And then obviously Bud, too, he got a fan base and is out here in L.A. Most of them are, you know, L.A.-based, you know.
Champ, did you get a call?
Yeah, man, I fuck with it.
Looks like you got a call or something. We lost you for a little bit when you said L.A.-based.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I think, well, I only said that, you know, because most of them are all L.A.-based fighters, and, you know, Mexicans are show out for them.
I mean,
you know, it'd be a four.
What arena, what's the name of the arena this, I think it was the StubHub, with no ceiling, right? No roof?
Yeah. Yeah, the Galaxy LAFC stadium. So
they
it's like what 13 or 15,000, maybe something like that.
What they summer, changed the name summer, to?
Say that again.
What you said is called now? The StubHub is called what?
You know what? I forget. I just call it LAFC.
Okay.
It's gonna be August, middle of the summer. You know, the baddies gonna go out. You know, they're gonna pull up. You know, see Pitbull. Even though they don't know nothing about boxing, they're going to pull up. So, you know, shout out to Big Turk, man.
I mean, if Virgil there, they not pulling up for Virgil? They pulling up for Pitbull over Virgil?
No, they're pulling up for both, for all of them, you know, but mainly Pitbull just because he got that little – he's on top of the world right now. After that last knockout, everybody – that shit was seen around the world. Virgil, too, you know, he's got some ways to go, but Pitbull is the main attraction. You know, he's gonna have like 60-70% of the people there to see him. Even more, probably.
Not if he fights Ryan. If he fighting Rayo, then yeah. But if it's Ryan fighting him, like Ryan is insinuating.
Yeah. No, if he's Ryan Rayo, for sure. But Ryan, yeah, he's gonna take all them fans. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, and as far as the speaking about that, the 1.2, whether it's true or not, I mean, the only way I could judge that is shit. When that fight was on, everybody on my IG was posting about it. So if I were to lead to believe that it did 1.2, I would say it did. Only just because, you know, girls and all that don't be watching no boxing posted something about the fight, and all of a sudden, you know, posted something about Ryan.
Champ, that's the bell. That's the bell. But since you're saying girls, I will say, you know, I had the same, you know, my own wife kept saying, damn, Ryan is all over my timeline. That's all that she was receiving, you know, from the algorithm. And, you know, her friends and family also were talking about it. Now, the issue is that we don't know if that's pay-per-view. You know, boxing is so instant now with, you know, social media, people clipping everything, these fights and highlights being available and reshared, repurposed. The word gets out, you know, they have to start factoring all that in the numbers. And the reason I say that is because, man, I'm about to misspeak because I can't remember exactly everything I read. I don't know if it's, I know it's YouTube, but, I think it's specifically for podcasting analytics, or for music, they're starting to, they're going to start taking the analytics of, no. It's for television. Look up the article. I'm fucking it up, obviously. You know I read so much for the purposes of the show. But I received a newsletter about YouTube now being included, I think, in Nielsen's for television ratings, because they're trying to show that basically that they have more watch time than terrestrial television. So it's time for Nielsen's to start including YouTube viewership in Nielsen's ratings. I'm not saying it's done yet and that's what they're doing. I'm saying that's what YouTube wants, and it has started. So yeah, you know, things change. And I'm saying all that to say that on the internet, someone pays for the fight and repurposes the fight, uploads it to you. Like, bro, I woke up the next day, that shit was on Twitter. A dude that listens to the show every day had it on Twitter with over 250 retweets. I ain't even gonna say his name, but like, bananas. You know what I'm saying? Like, Twitter doesn't suspend those accounts, and people are okay with watching a cheap version of the fight. But those are views that are not being calculated as buys, but it's still awareness and attention getting out about the fight that needs to be calculated in some manner or another. Because hypothetically, if Ryan did 200,000 buys, do you really think that the word of this fight only reached 200,000 people? This fight was heard around the world, bro. He broke the internet. So that's why I've been saying from the beginning, numbers don't matter to me. But whoever that reporter is from IFL saying 1.5, if that's true, I can't wait for it to be true so we could do our own show on the 1.5. You know, shout out to boxing, shout out to Ryan if he can do it. But I think that the numbers aren't important because this fight is rewatchable. It's going to live forever. And those highlights, they continue to move. We got Bordy with a $5. Ryan versus Devin is Joshua versus Andy 1 all over again. I know Devin is going to bounce back like Joshua. I just hope Ryan don't turn into Andy. That's good food for thought. I hope you're right about that. I hope he doesn't turn into Andy, because I can see that, you know, they get caught up in that newfound fame, that newfound glory, and we lose the hard training. But we got Noble Vegas. Talk to me.
Peace and blessings. How you feeling this evening?
All good.
dig. I don't think I can hear you when we on Discord, so I'll just go ahead with the call. But I agree with what it was that you was kind of surmising in your diatribe when you was speaking about Nielsen and all of that. It might be looking like that on pay-per-view buys might not be so much a viable concern when it comes to making fights, you know what I'm saying, matchmaking, and whether or not to promote particular fights. 2024 is looking about just as good as 2023. And I'm enjoying myself as a boxing, you know, supporter, for sure. I wouldn't leave out Devin when you're talking about these 1.5 million pay-per-view buys that's possible from the Devin and Ryan fight. We always want to remember, you know, like we always say, that it's the dance partner. You know what I mean? It's the dance partner. So if the fight did 1.5 million, Devin has something to do with it. And I think that he would bring forth a good showing in the rematch. But I ain't got no faith in the rematch, though. You know what I'm saying? I know Devin would do his thing, and I think he would possibly win. But I just don't think that Ryan is I think Ryan caught lightning in a bottle, and I think he knows that, and he's going to take advantage of that, which is a smart thing to do. And rematching Devin, I don't think that that's too smart. You know what I mean? But since we can't go back and forth, man, I'll just free up the line and say shout out to the Boxer Voice. Shout out to the Breast Cancer Warriors. Shout out to the Breast Cancer Survivors. And shout out to the Breast Cancer Angels. Y'all dear to my heart. Peace.
All right, all right, all right. Up next, who else? Who else? If you want to talk, we got Drew in the building. Drew, what it do?
Yo, yo, I'm audio.
All good.
All good. I love it, Ness. Just when we didn't think we were going to get more from Big Turk, he drops another bomb on us. Are we going to be able to get you out of the house for this card, Ness? You'll be in Vegas by then.
Oh, yeah.
You might have. Oh, man, I can't wait. I already talking to KOT tickets for the suite. We're going to have to get a suite for this one. As far as what the other caller said, now this is a perfect intro to the fucking to LA, to America. SoFi got to be a bigger event. It got to be a real big event. SoFi is like 75,000, 80,000. BMO Stadium's to about 25,000. Nice, intimate, not a bad seat in the house. It's gonna be up. I like that. I can't wait for this. This shit's gonna be the shit, yo. I'm excited tomorrow. Let's see if Big Baby talk that shit. He need to come under 300 pounds for this fight, though, Ness. If he comes 300 or more, he not winning. That's just, I know he ain't.
Is Andy
going to
be under
300 plus? That's fucked up, yo. That's fucked. I mean, if he got that Nandrolone, he might be. As far as the Ryan pay-per-views, I'm glad. I hope it did that. That's bigger for the sport. It grows the sport. That shit went viral, though. The fight went viral. His clips on Pat Ben David's going viral. Mothers are going up to him in Miami. So, yo, now he can't stay out the game too long, right, Ness? He can't take no 6, 7, 8 months off. They want him now. He didn't really take too much punishment. He can come back in 4 or 5 months. Right now, how you leaning towards Tim versus Virgil? Do you need to see how Virgil looks Saturday first?
That ain't going to tell me shit. This would be the first 54-pounder he'd fought. This is a tough 54-pounder. I would not be picking against Zoo. But, yeah, I would have to see Virgil. This is his first test outside of Cavalascus.
And it's his first time actually trying to make 54. Because he didn't. What was the last fight at 55? Canelo weight?
57? I don't even remember,
something like that,
bro.
Right? But nah. Hell of a fucking card, yo. I'm looking forward to the presser tomorrow. At least we know what your second show going to be about tomorrow. Reactions from the press conference.
Oh, yeah.
You got someone going to the presser, right?
Yes, sir. put out a bunch of posts. If anybody want to ask questions, we got somebody out there.
All right. I'm loving it. But yeah, now shout out to Big Turk.
I seen your tweet though. You said, who you heard it from, but how reliable was your response to the tweet? You said that you heard Tia wanted more money.
That person has been reliable about everything. He's been telling me stuff before Rick Glazer has been coming out with it. He's listening to the show right now, actually, too. But he's another dude that's connected with like managers, ticket sales on that part of the business. He's one of the guys I get referred to from to get tickets to these events.
He's saying the news is true, except that Tia wanted more than $5 million.
Yeah. What he was told was Tia wanted more, and Tia was trying to get the main event. Like he wanted over market value for what he's actually worth. But you know Tio though, man, McWaters and the Triller, you know, like
yeah, I went Tio to McWaters. McWaters tried to act like this wasn't real.
He said
it can't, not that it can't be real, but he made it seem like it can't be real because he hasn't been told about it.
Okay. See, so we know that we hear some of the same stuff behind the scenes that is off the record. So I wouldn't doubt it though. You know, I'm sure he got offered, but because this is a big event, who doesn't want to be on Turk's big inaugural event? You know what I'm saying? Out here in LA, you know, there's gonna be something from everybody. Every gangbanger has their outfit on it, man. So, well, let's see what happens. But shout out to Big Turk, hey Tip Bayless, man. It's gonna be nice seeing Eddie Hearn at that press conference, right? They're gonna have a podium for you too, though, Tip. Don't worry about it. There'll be a podium. That's my call.
Yeah, I mean, he would have every entity. It would be PBC with Aesop, Golden Boy with Ryan and Virgil, No Limit, Crawford Promotions. I mean, wow. Talk about a co-op, right? Profound Dreamer.
Hey, gather around TVV. That's if you're still listening. Get on down with these profound rhythms. Ness, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Hey, man. I just wanted to say, I see you had No Limit in here for a minute. No Limit Boxing was peep checking in on the show. Want to say shout out to Tim Zhu. Can't wait for him to come back. I think he's going to crush Virgil whenever they fight. If they do make that fight, if Virgil able to get past was it Tomas Delorme? He got a fight on Saturday. Yeah, Tim Zhu gonna crush him. So yeah, they need to make that because Tim Zhu gotta get back that championship status. He gotta get it back in blood. But I wanna say, Ness, man, why you ain't more excited, man? It's like everything you've been saying is finally starting to come true. That's what I was trying to say the other day when I was calling in about, you know, Jermell possibly stepping out of hiding and stepping up to fight Crawford for that Ring Magazine lineal status at 54. Like, the Sheik is finally bringing all of boxing promoters under one umbrella. Like, this is what we asked for, especially as a DAZN subscriber. Like, just like you, I paid a yearly subscription, so I want that to be as worth as much as I could get from it. So with the Sheik bringing everybody together, man, I'm super excited, man. I don't know what to say, man. Like, and I know me hoping for Jermell to step out of hiding and get back to 54 is a little left field, but I'm a fan, so I can't do nothing but hope that my man come back and try to get his respect back. And him fighting Crawford to definitely do that. So I'm still going to be keeping an eye out, hoping Jermell come back and give Bud a shot to gain that lineal Ring Magazine status at 154. But yeah, that's my call, man. I just want to say, man, shout out to the Sheik. You know, we appreciate what you're doing for boxing, baby. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm going to enjoy it while it does.
All right.
Wait, how much time I got? How much time I got left, man?
You still got a minute.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go ahead and take my crow this last minute I got. Take my crow in the Devin Haney situation, man. You know, Yeah, serve that up, big dog, man. I was on Twitter saying, you know, Ryan Garcia was just a tune-up for Devin. he was going to take this fight, get some popularity, and get back to the championship, being the championship run that he was on, beating former or current world champions. And, yeah, I was wrong, man. Ryan, he surprised me, man. I've been in shock these past few days. But, you know, I definitely still got faith in Dev that he could still unify at 140. But yeah, Ryan shocked this man, and he deserved his credit, man. I don't know about him being in the top 10 in the pound for pound, but that's it's definitely an argument that's worth having and a discussion that's worth having because Dev was up there. So, yeah, that's it, man. That's my call. Appreciate you, Ness.
You the man, champ. Let's see here. Last call for callers. If you're looking to jump on the show, voice your opinion. Now is the time. We got Major Look, $2. Judging by Ryan's energy, he won't rematch Haney. Well, his father made it clear that Haney's didn't have a rematch because they were overconfident. So, yeah. NessGTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Catch me on the next one tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. Arrivederci.